This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. You can't always get what you want unless it's the puzzle. Joining me now is Will Shortz. He is the puzzle editor of The New York Times, and he is also Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Rachel.
Help refresh our memories. What was last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Dan Pitt of Palo Alto, California. I said, split pea soup is something you might order in a diner, and that phrase contains each of the five vowels, A, E, I, O, and U, exactly once. And I asked you to name something else you might order in a diner, also three words, consisting of three, six, and eight letters respectively, that contains each of the six vowels, A, E, I, O, U, and Y, exactly once. What is it? Well, the answer was hot turkey sandwich. There are a few listeners sent in an alternative, hot fluffy pancakes. I thought that sounded made up, but it's making me hungry.
And delicious. So we got over 1,400 correct answers this week. A lot of diner patrons in our audience, supposedly. Our randomly selected winner is Gerard Jugant of Pasadena, California. He joins us on the line now. Hey, Gerard, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And Gerard, how did you figure this one out?
Well, actually, I had a lot of help. My daughter was visiting us on Sunday with my grandson, so she put me on with my grandson, and we started working out the puzzle.
Oh, that's so fun.
Nice.
Before we play the puzzle, do you have a question for Will, Gerard?
Well, actually, I thought about this. It was posed to me by my four-year-old grandson, and it's a French puzzle since I'm from France.
Ooh, okay.
It goes like this. There were two cats, one, two, three cat. And un, deux, trois, quatre. And they decide to swim a race from England to France. Mm-hmm. And the question to Will is, who won?
Un, deux, trois, or one, two, three?
Yes.
It says un, deux, trois, quatre, which is it's a
oh,
pun
it's
on
like
four.
Four. Un, deux, trois, quatre.
I don't know.
Well, it's a one, two, three, cat, because un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq.
Uh-huh.
So then they sank, but that's like the number five. Wow, that's clever.
That's not bad.
He stumped you, Will.
Well, he's pretty bright, I guess.
Point for Gerard, yes.
That was fun. Okay, let's turn the tables now, Gerard. You and I have to answer the questions. You ready to do this?
Yeah, help me out.
Okay, I will. I'm here for you. All right, Will, let's do it.
All right, Gerard, I'm going to give you three words that all start with the same letter. You give me a word that can follow each of mine to complete a compound word or a familiar two-word phrase. And your word will always start with the same letter as my words. For example, if I said big, broad, and boy, you would say band, as in big band, broad band, and boy band.
Ah. Okay, do you have it, Gerard?
I think so.
Okay, let's give it a shot.
Number one is calling, credit, Christmas.
Card?
Yeah.
Calling card, credit card, and Christmas card. Good. Number two is cable, cattle, company. Cable, cattle, and company. I'll give you a hint. It's three letters.
Cable car.
Cable
yeah.
car. Good. Electric, eagle, evil.
Evil?
Uh-huh. You give someone the evil blank.
Eye.
Yeah.
Evil eye is it. Fist, F-I-S-T. Fist, fire, and food.
And food?
Mm-hmm.
And food, F-O-O-D.
Fight, F-I-G-H-T.
Who is that?
Fight.
There's a secret voice in the background.
I hear some hints
That's
in the
my
background.
Wife. Who's...
Uh-huh. The wife.
She's, you know, the it's joke around
the
here is I don't need a GPS. My wife tells me where to go.
Yeah, fight is right. Fist fight, fire fight, and food fight.
Okay.
How about guessing, golf, and ground?
Game.
Yeah.
That's it. Good. How about pie, P-I-E, pizza, and Peter?
What was the first one?
Pie, P-I-E, is in the dessert.
Pan.
That's it.
Good.
Pie, pan, pizza, pan, and Peter Pan. Here's your last one. Table, tank, and tree.
Top?
Yes.
That's it. Tabletop, tank top, and tree
there
top.
There you go.
Good job.
That is how it's done. Gerard, that was excellent.
Thank you for that.
Très bien. Très bien.
Merci beaucoup.
That's all I'm going to say. Okay, so for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin and puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And before we let you go, Gerard, where do you hear us? Where's your public radio station?
KPCC in Pasadena, California.
Great. Gerard Jugant of Pasadena. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle, Gerard.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it. It was great. You made my day.
Oh, I'm so pleased. It was fun to have you. Okay, Will, what's up for next week?
Yes, the challenge comes from listener Lewis Sargent of Portland, Oregon. Name a well-known company, insert a W somewhere inside the name, and you'll get two consecutive titles of popular TV shows of the past. What are they? So again, a well-known company, insert a W somewhere inside the name, and you'll get two consecutive titles of popular TV shows of the past. What's the company, and what are the TV shows?
All right, when you've got the answer, go to our website. It is npr.org/puzzle. And click on that Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. And our deadline for those entries is Thursday, April 17th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, because it goes like this. If you win, we give you a call, and then you get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times. And he is Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.